Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, it's been a busy week on the campaign trail for the three presidential hopefuls, starting with the first of eight on Virgin Media TV and ending in various revelations and criticisms, which we may come to shortly. And of course, the Week in Politics is having its debate tomorrow. But apart from kissing babies and shaking hands, how have candidates been targeting voters? How much are people interested in the election, at least as far as their social media using habits are concerned? Well, before we came on air, I spoke to the head of social for Ogilvy Ireland, Donough Humphreys, and asked him how engaged people are with this campaign.
I wouldn't say that engagement has gone overboard. It's solid and it's spiking around set pieces like the ploughing in the early stages, the mini controversies that have cropped up, and certainly around the debate you can see that interest spikes. But for the most part, I don't think it's captured the interest of the nation too vigorously at this early stage on social media.
So a fairly understated campaign, but of what we've seen so far, what have been the highlights?
Yeah, well, there's two ways to look at this. There are stories that the candidates put out there themselves that they hope catch fire, and those are positive stories. And then there are stories that obviously they don't want to be the subject of, which also catch fire. So I think some of Jim Gavin's travails in the last week or so around drones and members of the Defence Forces have moved the dial a little bit. But aside from that, the single biggest events have come from clips from the first debate that the leaders had.
Are we seeing anything kind of, you know, satirical, negative campaigning in that? Or is it all very kind of organic, people self-selecting and highlighting people's, I suppose, less strong moments?
Yeah, not so much. It hasn't strayed into the realm of the cynical. I would note that the single biggest social media event so far of the campaign was the moment in the debate where Catherine Connolly went on the attack with Jim Gavin around his statement around Israel's military objective line. And that alone has been viewed on her channels nearly a million times across multiple platforms.
Is it possible to tell at this stage what kind of investment in terms of, you know, people, accounts, money as going into it at this stage?
Yeah, we certainly can. So Meta's political advertising is due to be scrapped in the next couple of weeks, so very timely for this presidential election. But because of EU regulations, we can actually see exactly how much money is being spent on those platforms and who is being targeted. So I do have these figures for you. Heather Humphreys is by far and away the biggest spender across these channels. In the last 30 days, she has spent €15,000. Then following that is €4,800 for Catherine Connolly and €4,500 for Jim Gavin. And their tactics have varied across the three campaigns.
And bang for buck then?
Bang for buck, well, Heather Humphreys is definitely spending the most. She's not targeting under 30s, which means that there's definitely a strategy in place there where they're going after an older cohort. Jim Gavin has the weakest following out of everybody. So across all of his platforms, he only has 21,000 followers, but he is drumming up 1.25 million views in the last 5 days. So definitely bang for buck, he's getting the most. But in terms of organic views and engagement, Catherine Connolly is way out in front. 2.3 million views on her organic content across Instagram and TikTok in the last 5 days. And by far the best engagement rate on her channel. She's up near 10% engagement rate, which even the most famous social media influencer would be proud of.
And positive engagement, negative engagement, I mean, views on things that people want to be viewed and maybe people would rather, you know, sink in and disappear without trace. Is it possible to discern that at this stage?
Yeah, that's a really interesting way of looking at things, because obviously being talked about, it's not always good. And what travels far, especially on social media, it's not always the good stuff. Sometimes the negative stuff can travel further. Obviously, Jim Gavin has, you know, really strong support in GAA communities, especially, you know, in Dublin. And whenever he utilizes former players or current players, he tends to get a lot of traction. Heather Humphreys, there was an interesting video that went up on TikTok, a very highly polished piece of content where she spoke about hot school meals that tended to perform. It performed very well for her. But when you go into the sentiment there, there was a lot of criticism. There was a lot of positivity. So it was that debate that drove the conversation. Like I said, if something outrages or piques people's interest, travels a lot more on these channels. Catherine Connolly, by contrast, she leans into, you know, the people who are supporting her campaign. She has She's very lucky that some of the biggest political social media hitters in the country are sponsoring her campaign. So Holly Kearns and Mary Lou MacDonald will drive a lot of her reach.
And what about who isn't on the ballot paper? Is it possible to tell what kind of engagement there is on that at all, or did you throw your eye over that?
I had a look at online chatter and to see basically who was being mentioned the most outside of their social media channels. So this takes into account news sources, blogs, and little bits of elements like Reddit, which are lesser known social media channels, lesser used. Again, Catherine Connolly is way out in front there. She has 52,000 mentions in the last 2 weeks, and the other two candidates would be down in the 20,000s. But an awful lot of that is being driven by the fact that she is engaging with debates and questions that are very much in the zeitgeist, namely Gaza. But there was one incident in the last 48 hours at a debate in Galway where Enoch Burke's brother was removed. And this has been widely picked up by the far right, especially on the X platform, and has driven a huge amount of chatter. So a post was retweeted by Tommy Robinson, who has millions and millions of followers on X. And that's driven an awful lot of chatter in the last few days. So you can see how some of these debates seep out further into the wider global culture war.
And what about celebrity endorsements or influencers? Have they taken sides or been recruited in any way in this campaign?
Yeah, so very much Gavin leaning into the GAA Dublin cohort, as you would expect. But it's really Catherine Connolly who's playing strongest in this space. So as we've noticed in global elections in the last couple of years, podcasts have played a huge role, especially in Donald Trump's most recent election. And Catherine Connolly is dominating the airwaves in terms of appearances on popular podcasts, and those clips are being utilized really well and being co-posted with those influencers and podcasters, and that's driving a lot of reach for her as well.
Okay. Look, I suppose as we get into the end game of the campaign, what should campaigns be doing in order to up their game online? And I suppose most importantly, drive engagement amongst younger people and make sure that they participate in the election.
Yeah, well, there's two ways of looking at this. I think perhaps Heather Humphreys is in the infamous Ming Wei's strategy here, which is don't say anything too controversial. Don't put yourself out there too much. She's relying heavily on paid spend. Ultimately, you know, an election could be won or lost with a couple of one-line zingers that are clipped up and are formed into what we would call meme communication. And this could travel far and wide and literally convince people of, you know, in a couple of seconds, encapsulate an entire campaign. The flip side of that is you don't want to be the dad dancing at the disco and, you know, really right. embarrassing
you
yourself.
You want to be the meme dream rather than the meme nightmare.
You've got it in one.
All right, Dan. That was Donna Humphreys, the Ogilvy Head of Social for Ogilvy Ireland. A couple of texts. Lots of people have no interest in social media, says Kathleen. I want to see how the candidates do on TV. Well, at noon tomorrow, you'll be able to see that, Kathleen, on The Week in Politics. I consider myself as something of a political anorak. The presidential campaigns have not engaged my attention at all, says John. Michael Collins, we heard about celebrity endorsements there. When does Independent Ireland intend to bring its celebrity power into the race and endorse one candidate or t'other?
Well, we've been, I'd say, t'other might be the way the TDs are going at this present time. I think we're going to watch the debates closely, watch the social media closely over the next couple of weeks and make a decision from there. What we have is we've spoken to our councillors. We've left to make their own mind up if Independent Ireland councillors support an individual candidate. We won't have any issue with that. Right. There's three candidates there. Well, it's unfortunate there wasn't more.
What influence will social media have on your decision as a matter of interest?
I not me personally. I think it'll be very much based on the dates and very much based the canvassing is going to be very little, obviously, because they won't be able to get around throughout the country. But social media won't be a big role.
Remain.
But the debates have shown something to the country already. The first debate, even though it didn't light up the whole country, there certainly was a clear winner. And that, according to the public,
we're out of time. So, yes or no? Will you definitely be endorsing a candidate?
Which I don't see us endorsing a candidate, but we certainly will be voting okay. on the day.
All right. My thanks to the panel this afternoon. A reminder, you can listen back to everything you've heard today at rte.ie/Radio 1 or on the RT Radio app. I'll be back with you on Tuesday at 10 p.m. for the late debate live from Buswell's Hotel at the House of the Oireachtas to dissect Budget 2026, and we will know what's in it at that stage.